AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome to Medicine on Call. This morning I'd like to do a little current events. I don't know if everybody's read this or heard this on CNN, but I guess about a week and a half ago, maybe almost 2 weeks now, Ted Cruz got on CNN and talked about how his wife was losing her insurance because she's leaving Goldman Sachs, and he's now going to put his family on the Obamacare exchange as a federal employee. And, you know, I can't tell you the disdain I have for that statement. But someone who's been against Obamacare, who's railed against it, who's been on the right side of the equation, in my opinion, just to kowtow to the system and to legitimize it, quite frankly, it just galls me. I mean, his argument was, it's the law, I'm going to follow the law. But maybe if he'd read the law, he would know that there's a loophole, or actually not a loophole, it's written into it, that if you have medical cost sharing and you go into a system where people share their medical expenses based on a common goal or a common ideology, then you don't have to pay into this system and be a part of Obamacare. Now, as a Christian, and I would think he's pretty, I don't think he's fundamentalist per se, but if he's against abortion, why on earth would he not pay a fine to get out of that system? It's total politics. And I really am not going to fall for the trap again for the umpteenth time for people who say that they are for liberty, for Constitution, etc., and then go about and do the opposite thing. I mean, how many times are we not going to fall for this scam? It's gone on about 1,000 times in every iteration, in every election, Congress elections, presidential elections. They really think we're stupid. I just don't have any other way to put it. What do you think, Dave? I mean, this is just, I don't know.
My thinking is, I'm very cynical, and I'm at the point with all politicians, no matter what their dots are, whether it's Demos or Republicans, where I'm sick and tired, it's just what you were saying, and I'll put it a different way, is that, you know, depending on where they're at, they say whatever you want to hear or whatever they think you want to hear.
Exactly. It doesn't matter where you're at. Everybody, yeah. I don't care what side of the coin they're on, they do say the exact same thing. The Democrats are against war, yet they're droning people, getting us into every single war known to man. The Republicans are against Obamacare, against, God, you name the list of things they're against, yet they have no answer. And, you know, really, if you really wanted to end Obamacare, seriously, all you would have to do is get rid of the mandate. Forget about retracting everything else. Just stop the mandate. That would kill the thing in its tracks because it would open up choice once again. This is a system that is rigged to fail. I read up on this last night, and this is not new. There's nothing new about Obamacare. It's capitation. It's HMO. It's, I forget what the term is. I'll look it up in a second, but it's medical rating, where you basically make people pay more and more for a system, and the risk is supposedly spread around, but the risk really isn't spread around. And the only difference here compared to what New Jersey tried and other states have tried is that it's mandated. Before, when you had a choice and the prices went up, in any state that they tried this in, people jumped like faster than you could say boo, jumped off the system, leaving the people who were the sickest in the most expensive system. Because there was some degree of free market, that you had a choice. If you weren't happy with the product, you left. This thing is just completely rigged to capture you, to make you think that there is no choice, to beat you down economically, psychologically, medically, until you say, I give, do whatever you want to me, and I'm happy to get crumbs or basically nothing. And what he did is just legitimize that system. If you stand on principle, which none of them do, I'm sick of hearing them say that they stand on principle in the Constitution. Do they even read the thing to know what the heck they're talking about? I don't think so. Just stop treating me like I'm an idiot. But that's my fault. If I, not me, because I'm nowhere near this system, But anybody who says, well, I'm just going to go along and get along, it'll get better, there's going to be a single payer, blah, 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 it's not going to get better. Look at the UK, look at Canada, look at Sweden, look at all these socialized medical systems. They are not working. They're getting priced out. They've rationed care by making you wait forever. There's no innovation in the system. Why do you think every head of state and anybody who's got some sense wants to come to the United States to get health care? Why?
They may be changing their mind very shortly.
Well, if we keep on this track, yeah, they will. However, until the system is completely beaten to death, there's still free market. Direct pay, medical cost sharing, there is free market, and there are doctors now. But this is just... I can't even begin to tell you as a physician how upset I am about this this Medicare value-based pay system. Do you understand what that means, folks? That means that somebody gets, some pencil pusher, some Congress critter, gets to decide what a good outcome is, what value is for their, for your care and for how I deliver it. And what it really boils down to is anybody who's a, who is a patient advocate, who will treat, go to the nth mile to treat their patient, fight the system, do determinations, write letters, make sure you get every bit of care that, that they and you deem necessary, they will be removed from this system by starving them out. They're not going to get paid. If they really do do things that are really against the system, they'll be dinged for, you know, poor patient care, peer review, you know, costing too much into the costing the system too much, and they'll be removed. They're not going to be there. You're going to get the people who could give a damn, who are going to do whatever they need to do to keep the money in the pot of the accountable care organization, who will dot every I, vaccine the hell out of you, you know, force you to do vaccines. That's coming, by the way. It's not a system that you're going to like. Nobody will like it. I don't care who you are. If you're the sickest person, you really won't like it because they won't treat you at all. If you're a healthy person and you're paying buku money for it, you're not going to like it. It's already in the position where none of the, well, very little or a declining number of young people have decided, I can't afford it, find me. I have no job anyway, what the hell? There's a lot of those people already in it. And there's articles that are being written that it's already in the death spiral because you don't have enough healthy paying folks into the system. This is complete house of cards. It's not working now. It's definitely not going to work in the future. And everything they do to try to make us think it's this marketing and this bullying and all the other things that are going on, that if we just step away from the table, it would stop. It's stopping on the food front. You know, McDonald's is supposedly changing their, how they raise their chickens instead of, you know, putting them in inhumane situation. I guess they're going to start free range, right? Or stop giving them antibiotics or stop using chemicals and food additives. You know, it's because of us. It's because we stop buying their crap. If we stop doing that, they will come to the table. You can't depend on Congress to help you because they're getting paid by these same people. Every bill that comes up there that has anything to do with our safety, our freedom of choice is killed on Capitol Hill in one way or another. And they're on the one side telling you that they're for you, and on the other side, they're doing the absolute opposite.
And you do, we do as a station, and some other folks do. We try our best and do our best to hold their feet to the fire, but it takes the public, just like you said.
No,
it takes some
masses. Stop voting for them. Stop doing it.
Right.
You know, we'd be better off if nobody voted because they couldn't rig these crappy elections and put people in who basically are the same side of this, of different, same, I would say, different side of the same coin, whatever you want to put it. They're all the same. They all want us to move into a global system where it's run by the UN, where everything you do is watched. There's this thing on Facebook, apparently, that even if you get rid of Facebook and you, you know, remove your account, they can still track you on the internet. Forget Google. I mean, these are all government entities, you know, cloaked in some social media, you know, present for you. The more you put on your Facebook, the more information you give the government. Let's face that. You know, why does everybody have to live their lives so publicly? What's wrong with people? It doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you popular. It makes you a target. That's what it does. I mean, unless you're putting stuff on Facebook, and I don't have a problem with Facebook in the scheme of things, but people put on things that are just like, really, do we really need to know these things? When they go on vacation, their vacation pictures, they tag you, or those pictures are tagged with where you are, you know, the longitude, everything, the time you took it. They know exactly what you're doing.
They're getting ready for the drones for you.
There you go. You know, and it's...
I
what
personally don't
privacy?
Do that. You know, I was out of town recently, and I took pictures, but I did not post a one.
No, and turn off the geotag on the picture. It's not cool that you're in. You know, go on your vacation, enjoy yourself. But does everybody have to know everything you do? Really?
You know, the other thing is, quite frankly, and I guess it's just my personality. Nothing personal, Dr. George, but I really don't care if you go get a cup of coffee or not. You know, it doesn't make me any difference one way or the other.
But it's like you're living in a reality TV show. Everything is got to be bigger than big. Everybody's special. Everybody's entitled. Everybody's a victim. I've never seen you can be entitled and a victim at the same time. What is that? It's amazing.
Crazy. You know, it's like you said, though, they're taking every form available, Facebook, Google, whatever.
It is a metadata
bonanza.
Absolutely. And don't forget Obamacare. When you went on those websites to get your little subsidy on your exchange, lucky you, you gave in all sorts of information about yourself. You don't even realize how much they know about you. They know more about you than you do at this point because they're monitoring your social presence, your medical history, what medications you get prescribed and fill at the pharmacy. Electronic medical records just made it easier for them to do that. It's not new, by the way. When doctors write prescriptions, you know, for years now, it would go into the database of the pharmacy and they would sell the pharmaceutical information to whomever. The drug rep who came to my office knew how many prescriptions I wrote for the medication. They knew that because they get data on that. Now that's just, you know, diffused to bigger and better entities like FBI, like IRS, like HHS, you name it, Alphabet, you name it, they probably have a copy of it. And it's probably in that NSA black box. That's what they want to know everything about you. They want to know whether or not you're asleep or awake, and they want to know whether you need to be taken care of in some way, some fashion. This is not benign. How has it ever been benign for the government to have that kind of information on you? I don't think anybody can say historically that it's ever been a good thing overall in the long term.
When we come back, we got to take a break here shortly, but you know, the watches that track your heart rate and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, I've heard about those.
I understand they even have a GPS on them and that information very likely is not only, you know, and you're talking about how well you sleep and how well
yeah,
you don't sleep.
How long you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how active you are.
That information may be going elsewhere, and you don't even know it. You're wearing
biometrics.
So with that being said, we're going to take a break on Medicine on Call. We'll be back right after this.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. Understanding health insurance is becoming more challenging. If you currently have insurance, you've probably noticed that it costs more to see your doctor. And if you were able to keep your doctor, it takes longer to get an appointment. The bad news is this trend is projected to continue. Your costs will continue to rise while your healthcare choice and access will continue to fall. The good news is Peachtree ENT Center has the answer to this problem. We are committed to working with you. We specialize in providing affordable care for patients without insurance, those who are underinsured, and those with high deductibles or catastrophic coverage. And we offer same-day appointments. You no longer have to choose between staying healthy and paying bills because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because I believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that is individualized. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing or your child has frequent throat infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you will be treated as an individual, not an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed, and all of your questions will be answered. And when possible, I will recommend natural treatments to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 404-591-9100 or reach us on the web at www.peachtreeentcenter.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. If only you could hear the conversations that go on in the break. So before the break, we were talking about the fact that this is just, it's pure fiction what goes on. It is kabuki theater. You named the analogy that you want to use for falsehoods constantly. And people get up in your face and just lie to you. You just told me that Harry Reid said he admits to lying about Romney. And just, at least, that's the mindset. Win at all costs. Do whatever you have to do to keep the status quo. Say whatever they want you to hear and do the opposite. This has been going on for, years. It's not new. But now we've gotten to the point that it's so blatant, so disrespectful, and it's destroying the entire country on all levels. Medical is what we talk about on this show. And you can't come back from this. Even if they did repeal Obamacare, at this point, the medical healthcare system is so broken. It made what was bad worse. It empowered the worst aspects of healthcare and the most expensive aspects of healthcare. Corporate-driven healthcare rules. You don't really have community hospitals anymore. They're all part of a healthcare system. You don't have independent doctors. You went from two-thirds to one-third of doctors being private practice. That's within about 10 years, 15 years. What's the next 10 years going to look like? Nobody?
You know, I saw a thing yesterday, in fact, in Mark's Siegel or whatever his name is. It's one of the doctors on Fox, their A-team. Some of what they say I agree with, I don't agree with everything they say. But he made a very interesting point yesterday because the pharmaceuticals, basically, R&D has stopped. They just don't want to spend the money to do any R&D. Mm-hmm. So you've got bacterias now that are running rampant that the antibiotics won't touch, and they're particularly picked up in hospitals and in hospital settings. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was excited, and what he came up with makes a lot of sense, that doctors outside of the pharmaceutical are doing their own research and going back and saying, well, gee, what did they do for a similar situation back in the 1400s and the 1500s, mm-hmm. and he came up and said, you know, I'm going to try it as soon as I can. It's an onion-garlic combination,
right,
that kills
MRSA.
Yeah.
Well, this is not this is what anecdotal medicine is. This is what medicine, this is the art of medicine, which they want to kill. This is how you make advances. You don't just do some algorithm where follow route A. If that fails, take a side, route to treatment B. It doesn't work that way. It does work by thinking outside the box. And a lot of things before all these advents came on, they worked. Honey poultices. Honey's a great antibiotic. Things that, juicing.
Didn't they used to use honey even on burns?
I'm not sure about burns, but definitely wounds. and abscesses, absolutely, and raw honey, not the stuff that's processed with mercury. I mean, the bottom line is you have to stay away from anything in your supermarket that's processed. And the things that they're calling natural ingredients are just as bad as the aspartame, as the Splenda and all other stuff that they're sticking on you. And you start reading your labels. Maybe you have to pay a little more, but it'll be for a short term. Because when people start buying the alternative foods, miraculously more show up and they start getting cheaper. We're driving this. I heard the statistic, which was great yesterday, that the consumption of diet soda has dropped 6%. And that's translated into about, billions of dollars that the soda industry is losing. That's great.
I've never drunk a complete diet soda.
It's disgusting. I've had a little bit of it. It doesn't taste good. Huh. But not only, it's toxic, right? Bottom line. So if they stop making money on it, I bet you those throwback sodas will start showing up, the ones that are made with cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. And then when we start buying those things, we'll get more of them. It's not... Cheaper isn't better. Convenience isn't better. I mean, they're just coming out with some straight-up lies at this point, which, you know, something said about microwave is better than actually cooking your food conventionally. That's somebody said it was a, research, many, you know, hundreds of research articles that stated that. There's no way that microwave cooking is better than conventional, or raw for that matter. There's no way. It's convenient, but is it better? Is it? I mean, this is just because they say it. It's just like Orwellian. I say it, I deem it so, so there it is. That's what they think. Healthcare is, you know, Obamacare is cheaper, more accessible, and more convenient. So there it is. Go buy it. It's more expensive. There's less doctors taking it. And when you finally do get to use it, it gets denied. I can't tell you how many letters. Not covered, not medically necessary, you know, all those letters that we used to, before we got wised up, we used to get. And now that what you're doing is you're playing as a physician, if you're paying any attention, you're playing a mind game with the insurance companies because they come up with different names for Obamacare. Every week, there's a new version of some insurance coming through with some strange name. And then when you call them and you ask them if it's Obamacare, they won't admit it. It's really great. It's like cat and mouse, but at some point, and again, this goes back to withdraw your consent, doctors who are patient advocates, who practice medicine with the Hippocratic Oath, will have and should have the mindset that I have no choice, I have to be out of this system. When we do that in enough number, it will stop. They hate doctors. I don't think there's anybody who can say that Congress respects the medical profession. They hate us. They think that we cheat people, steal from people. We get paid too much. We're the reason that medical cost is so high. That's what they think. And every iteration of their legislation says that. So for Nancy Pelosi and Boehner to get on and crow about how fabulous this new bill is with, you know, getting rid of the sustained growth rate and now paying value-based medicine. They obviously don't go to a doctor, they're paying private. Because every other doctor who this is going to affect, you'll lose the best and the brightest. You'll finish losing them. It's already in process. But you'll just lose more. And you'll end up in a system. If you can't afford to buy your way or buy good health care, it's going to be a slow walk to a hospice or no care at all. That's what they want. That's their cost-saving measure. It is give you crap, say put a lipstick on it, and say it's fabulous and it's beautiful, and have you pay for the privilege. Pay for your own demise. It's really kind of it's sick on so many levels. And what they can't withdraw from you, they're going to mandy that you get. I have no doubt in my mind that Ebola vaccine will eventually be mandatory. I don't doubt that. It's never been tested. Or if it is tested, it's going to be tested for a very short period of time.
Unfortunately, I think if it's tested, it'll be tested on our military.
Oh, yeah. They'll be first, maybe prisoners second, and then we're going to talk about school children and everybody else and healthcare workers. The vaccine thing is...
And then they blackmail you. If you haven't had it, well, you can't come into...
You can't go to school. But that's not a law. that it's not written, that it's not legal for them to say that. They're making up things that are de facto and as if they're law. They're not. And if you look at these folks who've gotten, first of all, let's go back to vaccines. It's a big deal all of a sudden. These are live vaccines, attenuated. That means they've been changed, altered slightly, but they can still give you the disease. And you can still infect other people after you've had the vaccine. Even children, what's it, St. Jude's told has on their website, if your child has gotten a vaccine recently, if you have, do not come to the hospital because you can infect people whose immune systems are down. If they're so great, they should be safe. You should not be able to pass it to somebody else. So the question to me, if you really think about it, not all the fear factor here, but think about it, the people who got vaccinated, the people who had initial Disney outbreak, a lot of those folks were already vaccinated. They just ignored that fact. They made it seem as if they weren't vaccinated and they're the problem. They created it, the non-vaccinated people. And it wasn't them. And these vaccines don't work. You are 100% protected if you actually get the virus. If you get measles or mumps, you're protected. You will never get them again because your immune system has an absolute memory and it's ingrained in the immune system. I get my titers checked, you know, yearly because you have to go and, you know, recredential. They're off the chart. I had it when I was, what, five? They're off the chart. I will not get measles or mumps. Chickenpox is different. You may get shingles. But again, I think it's oversold because there's now a vaccine.
But you can't spread shingles, right?
You can't. If someone touches you, yeah, you can. But that's contact. But I don't think one out of two people are going to get shingles in their lifetime. I mean, you see this commercials on TV. Makes it sound like if you ever had chickenpox, you will get shingles. Therefore, you should be treated. That is not true. It's all about the follow. I can't tell you, say it enough. Follow the money. Who stands to gain? Is it really true? And is the benefit outweighed by the risk? That's all the questions you need to ask yourself. That Gardasil vaccine has never been tested. There's only a 4% chance of getting HPV and cervical cancer. And even less chance of dying of it. You know, like 4,000 people die of cervical cancer per year in our country. But that Gardasil vaccine, you know, scare tactic was everybody's going to get it. You're going to die if you get it. You don't. If you're immune compromised, if you have another life-threatening illness, if you don't have a good nutritional baseline, yeah, you might get it. And if you don't get any medical care or follow-up, you might succumb to it. But it's not all that common. And they're making everything the end-all, be-all, the last legs of things. If you don't do it, you're definitely going to be, it's an epidemic. And the media is playing right along with it. But honestly, just tonight, watch the news and watch who's advertising in the break. It's always a pharmaceutical company. Where's their bread buttered? And why are they? They're in the mix. They can't say anything. They'll never put a doctor on as a guest that really will tell you the truth because their advertisers won't like it.
Let me ask you something right quick. Okay, we got a group of people that just heard you say that, and we got Terry Bradshaw that has had shingles. Now, who are they going to believe?
If they're awake, they won't believe Terry Bradshaw, who's getting paid to say that.
But it's unfortunately today.
It's idol worship, Dave. It's all about if it's on TV and glitzy and glossy, then it's all true. Stop believing the hype. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center. Do you have problems with sinus pain and pressure? Do other people smell things that you don't? Have you lost the joy in eating because food just doesn't taste like it used to? Is your nose always stuffy no matter what you do? Maybe you have sinus or nasal polyps, a chronic sinus infection, or allergies that are either undertreated or have never been treated at all. At Peachtree ENT Center, we use state-of-the-art equipment so you can see the problem. You'll be a partner in your care, and together we will decide the course of treatment, because we believe in old-fashioned medicine, where we take the time to fix the problem, not just medicate the symptoms. We specialize in minimally invasive balloon dilation sinus surgery, correction of a nasal septal deviation, and turbinate reduction surgery that can be done in the office, getting you back to work the next day. And you can rest assured that all options will be discussed before surgery is recommended, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 404-591-9100 or reach us on the web at www.peachtreeentcenter.com.
This is Dr. George. Join me on Wednesday mornings from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock when we talk about more than medicine. It's now about staying healthy, but it's about the strategy to do so. Join me on Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. Understanding health insurance is becoming more challenging. If you currently have insurance, you've probably noticed that it costs more to see your doctor. And if you were able to keep your doctor, it takes longer to get an appointment. The bad news is this trend is projected to continue. Your costs will continue to rise while your healthcare choice and access will continue to fall. The good news is Peachtree ENT Center has the answer to this problem. We are committed to working with you. We specialize in providing affordable care for patients without insurance, those who are underinsured, and those with high deductibles or catastrophic coverage. And we offer same-day appointments. You no longer have to choose between staying healthy and paying bills, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, I was in the break, I was telling my producer that I think that this is it's a bigger picture. We're going to get a little bit esoteric for a minute and talk about metaphysics, because I believe it's all about energy. And there are certain emotions that drive us or paralyze us. And I think that we're in a system now where we are being driven by about four different emotions. Fear, anxiety, which is an outflow of fear, anger, hatred, and us against them. It's all divide and conquer. Every time something happens that divides us, it paralyzes us, because you're so focused on the next social issue, which has nothing to do with whether it puts food on your table, whether your child is well educated, whether you have the means and the ability to take care of yourself and stay healthy. None of those things, they go out the window when you start identifying with a victimized group of some sort. Either it's feminism, or it's racism, or it's sexism, or, you know, it's some sort of ism. We need to really take a step back and realize that we really all want the same thing. I don't care what color, your sexual preference, your religion, we're human. We all want the same thing, which is to be left alone 9 times out of 10, to explore and to find what you're put on this earth to do so you can do it. Without hurting people, without lording it over them, without having power over somebody that you can somehow subjugate. Most people don't think that way. But when you dangle various victim, scenarios in front of them, or in front of us, we just seem to be like Pavlov's dogs. The brain turns off. Then you allow entities that have no interest in your betterment to control you. Really, whether someone is, this is a bigger picture, honestly, than somebody not being able to buy a cake from someone who doesn't want to sell it to them. It's really bigger than that. We all have the right to have our own opinion. That's being taken away from us. We all have a right to express ourselves as long as it doesn't physically hurt someone. That's being taken from us. And ultimately, we really have to decide where we stand. We have to stand for something instead of somebody telling us what to stand for. This whole thing, for example, with the coffee thing with Starbucks, with them giving you this, starting a conversation about racism, the first thing I thought was, hey, you know what? Why don't you open a Starbucks in the hood and give people jobs who actually need it, instead of trying to ferment white guilt, black disenfranchisement, and hatred amongst people. Why don't you give people a job? You have all this money. You have all these branches. You never really see it go into underserved areas. You don't see a real diverse, you know, barista population. That's what you could have done to, you know, open the conversation for people. Have them be get them employed. have them self-aware, self-determined, so they actually have some power, instead of someone telling you how bad you are because you're, quote, privileged. I'm so sick of that word. What does that even mean? Everybody has the right to explore their talents and to do what they're put on this earth to do. Thank God we live here as opposed to anywhere else where you can actually do it. No one's standing in my way of being the best doctor that I can be. And if they try to, I will not allow it. We need to find some sort of courage, individual power, to say that and mean it and not apologize for it. I don't apologize for taking good care of my patients, and I expect to be paid for what I do. I'm not going to apologize for that. And as long as we decide that someone else is going to decide our worth, that you're automatically in a victim class because of what color you are. It's not you saying it. It's the society saying it. It's people who want to keep you powerless, who only derive power from what they can steal from you, that this works. It doesn't work if you don't let it. Stop. I mean, I think it's working. People are turning off MSNBC, for example. Good for you. There's nothing good about that station. Either it's some prison show in the evening. I mean, I think it's like, what do you call that? Where they, oh my gosh, I forget the term for it now, but you watch something and it predestines what you're going to do. So everybody's got this jail mindset. Or you're talking about how everybody's a victim. If, you know, God forbid, white folks need to really stand up and say, look, I'm done. Because everybody's saying how bad white males are. And I mean, really? I mean, honestly, it's just gotten to the point that it's ridiculous on all fronts. And I think we all need to stand up and say, I'm done with this. If we stop allowing them to victimize us individually, collectively, I think it would stop. You know, just take a step back from the table.
Starbucks certainly turned around right quick, didn't they? After people said, this is nuts. This is not why I come to you.
It stopped in a week.
Yeah.
I just want to have a cup of coffee, or the people going in and accosting people in restaurants. I mean, why do you assume this is, and that's just as racist. My goodness. I've heard some kid on the TV say, well, it's an affluent neighborhood and it's entitled. Basically, these guys are entitled. How do you know what their politics are? You're just assuming because it's a nice neighborhood where people are working for a living, on average, are enjoying their leisure time to eat out, that they're automatically racist and they took something from you. That is ridiculous. And this person is in Morehouse, which is about the most entitled college you can be at, right? I wonder how much they pay a year to go there. I'm sure it's over $30,000. So a little hypocritical, don't you think? I don't know. It's just...
The whole world is... In my opinion, has become extremely hypocritical. I don't know where sense is in anything, and I don't know whether it's a. Sense may only be spelled C-E-N-T now.
If we let it.
If we let it, yeah.
And I say that we don't let it. That we go back to. It's all about the individual. It's not about the collective. It's about the individual. That's where the power lies. That's how you unplug from this system. And it's not about doing good for you and your family only. That's not what I'm talking about. But you and your family have value and worth as individuals. Not because you live in a certain neighborhood or your kid goes to a certain school or you vote a certain political party. Those are window dressing. They mean nothing. But they're taking from everybody. I don't care if you've got $1 million or a buck. Everybody's on the hook. Chemtrails affect everybody. GMO affects everybody. Vaccines affect everybody. These are things that they're trying to superimpose. Medical health care system affects everybody, except for those who've created it and know how bad it is and decided, hey, it's not for me. You know, that's pretty obvious. So,
I don't think they ever intended it for it to be for them.
Oh, I don't. I agree with you. But, you know, it's about intention. You know, energy, we talked a little bit about when you were gone about metaphysical energy and how everything is derived from energy, if it's a negative or a positive. We've been living in such a negative energy state for so long now that I think that it's been sapped. We feel like we've got no avenue out of it. The beginning of the show, we talked about how Ted Cruz basically told people erroneously that there is no other option than Obamacare. What he did is he empowered that thought process. Well, if he's doing it, then I have to do it too, because, my God, he's a congressman. He totally went the opposite way of what he should have done. And I'm here to tell you that it's not true. If he wants to get on it, go for it. But there's options out there. And as long as there's choice, and that's all I'm asking for. If you want Obamacare, have it. I hope you love it. I hope it treats you really well. But it's not for me. And I want the option and the power to choose to not do it. And Liberty HealthShare, MediShare, Samaritan, hell, paying the fine, it's still cheaper than going through Obamacare. I mean, I read some article where the lady's paying $600 a month for her commercial insurance because it went up, and she's got a $12,000 out of pocket. She's not going to go to the doctor. She has to pay $12,000 before the insurance kicks in penny one, plus she's paying them $600 plus a month. That's not health care. Wake up. It's not.
$7,200 a year.
Just for the privilege of paying another $12,000. What's the point of that? And then when you do, this is the other flip side of this thing. Okay, all right, I have to pay $12,000, but I get to get what I want when I want it. That does not happen, because you still are held to pre-certifications, what's covered, what's considered investigational, experimental. You're still held to those things. Even though you're paying out of your pocket, big time, someone is still going to tell you that you can't have it. That's a huge difference.
And, as we both know, they'll tell you, oh yeah, you're covered on that, so you go have the procedure
done.
Oh, and
then it's not covered.
And then all of a sudden, 3 months later, you owe the doctor or the hospital or whoever X amount of money,
yeah,
because we decided we weren't going to pay for it.
Exactly. And you're on the hook for it. I mean, this is a bad system, and all they did is collect some cash from you. So these guys are double dipping. So they'll get the subsidy from the government. You know, they'll get a paying customer in some form or another, but the patient is on the hook. Let's talk about this tax season. It's going to be an eye-opening experience for a ton of folks. If they do get taxes returns back, they're going to be smaller. They're probably going to have to pay back. Maybe they might get it this year, but I can pretty much guarantee that if they do well the year coming, they're going to have to pay back what they got this year. That's written into the law. This is not new. They do this for Medicare. You know, if you're in Medicare and you're a senior and you pass, unfortunately, and you're in the hospital, your estate will have to pay for the Medicare payments. You don't pass wealth anymore. It is taken from you. This subsidy has a big, big, you know, disclaimer on it.
It's double jeopardy in taxes.
Totally. And it's written into the law. It's legal for them to do. Well, I think it's illegal, but it's written into the law. And if you don't like it, well, the FBI and the IRS has something to say about it. And they hired 60,000 new IRS workers. They don't even answer your phone calls anymore, by the way. For regular tax questions, apparently they just got rid of people to answer that. I guess they're all on the enforcement side of it now. I mean, but best way to win is not to play the game that's rigged. You know, I understand if you're sick. I understand if you're senior. And I feel for you. I really do. Because you have a system that you've paid into from the time you had a job, and now you're in a position where you should reap what you sowed, and they're about to pull the rug from you. They've pulled it. And they've now, under this new SGR, this value-based system, seniors who are doing well or more affluent will have more money that they have to pay for their Medicare. They've just got you. Another gotcha. So you're all paying more. And who stands to gain from this? It's not anybody who's sick. It's not the people who desperately need it. Where did that money go? Where is the money going?
You know, what I love about all of it is, as a senior, people younger than myself forget that someday they'll be my age.
Well, you've got a system that's driven by selfishness. You've already lived your time. Just, you know, you should just want to die and leave it all for the rest of us. But you're going to be there at some point. I guess maybe they'll figure that out at that point. Let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center. Do you have problems with sinus pain and pressure? Do other people smell things that you don't? Have you lost the joy in eating because food just doesn't taste like it used to? Is your nose always stuffy no matter what you do? Maybe you have sinus or nasal polyps, a chronic sinus infection, or allergies that are either undertreated or have never been treated at all. At Peachtree ENT Center, we use state-of-the-art equipment so you can see the problem. You'll be a partner in your care, and together we will decide the course of treatment, because we believe in old-fashioned medicine, where we take the time to fix the problem, not just medicate the symptoms. We specialize in minimally invasive balloon dilation sinus surgery, correction of a nasal septal deviation, and turbinate reduction surgery that can be done in the office, getting you back to work the next day. And you can rest assured that all options will be discussed before surgery is recommended, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 404-591-9100 or reach us on the web at www.peachtreeentcenter.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because I believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that is individualized. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing or your child has frequent throat infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you will be treated as an individual, not an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed, and all of your questions will be answered. And when possible, I will recommend natural treatments to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 404-591-9100 or reach us on the web at www.peachtreeentcenter.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Excuse me. I mean, before the break, we were talking about a lot of things. I mean, but ultimately, I mean, I think the take-home message is we're this is a pretty exciting time to live in. You know, there's a way to think about this. Either we give in, give up, go down with the ship, or we really do fight for the next generation of everybody in this world. It's not just our country anymore. It's everybody. You know, as America goes, so does everybody else, I think. You know, we are...
Dead.
Excuse me?
Dead.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I think that this administration has destroyed so many things and put so many people under the bus, from their own personal friends to countries to, and I think they're, you know, I don't care if we had respect just out of strength. That's fine with me. But, you know, you couldn't get much more of a slap in the face, and I don't, not taking sides or anything else, but when Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Qatar and UAE or whatever go together and don't even tell this administration they're fixing to attack ISIS in Syria, It doesn't matter where. It just matters to the fact that they've always used us as the dog that did the dirty work, and they didn't even trust this administration to say, we're going to go do this. That's a pretty, so we've lost, and I don't think the world is against us as individuals in the United States. I think they have been sold out, put under the bus by the administration in so many different ways. That's pretty serious when you can't trust the government, our government, with a secret.
It distills down to us as Americans, too, and the political system. Their word means nothing. This goes down to the local level. You know, your local state senate and state legislature does not have your best interest at heart. How many new fines, new taxes that have come out of the, you know, out of the crate from your local Congress or your local legislature, and they're being run by, was it ALEC, which is the lobby, the state-driven lobbyists. They've moved from the national level to the local level. They're getting support. They're getting money to run. They're getting, it's not us. They could care less what we want. All we're good for is pushing a button to legitimize this process. Until we decide we're not going to do that anymore, we're going to get this. And you're right. I think you're absolutely right. The word of the government doesn't mean anything. I mean, apparently they sold Israel down the river, too, by declassifying some sort of nuclear information about Israel. And everybody knew they probably had nuclear weapons, but this tells you what they have and how advanced they are. I mean, it's something you wouldn't do to someone who you're, or a country who you're allied with. It's a little unusual, to put it mildly. So it's, I get you. I mean, I agree with that. But they represent us. And as long as we stand down, let them run amok, this is what we're going to get. Right?
Yeah, you know something that's happened recently that, and I thought, and you know me well, generally I'm on top. We've had two elections in the past less than 4 weeks I didn't even know about.
I didn't either, actually.
And I'm, you know, I feel like I got egg on my face because I didn't vote. Hell, I didn't even know we were having elections for anything. And I can, right now, sitting here, I can't tell you what they're for, other than...
Did they pass? Do you know? You don't know?
I don't even know what they were for. So
the bottom line is, we're getting laws and things that are coming online with less and less people voting for them. That's a perfect example. So maybe, Mike, maybe a couple thousand people may have voted for that, or maybe 10,000.
They were all paid off.
Or they knew, right. They were part of the inside, and they voted for whatever they wanted. You know, we need to have a civic conscience here. We don't learn it in school anymore. That's part of the problem. But that doesn't mean you can't look it up. You know, just because, you know, God forbid, you wouldn't want to learn anything in school these days that's worth anything. So you really do have to self-teach. You know, it's all about being self-taught at this point and spending the energy to learn stuff instead of someone telling you what to think. I don't get it.
We have a new show starting in the very near future called Polytech, and it's from my alma mater, as a matter of fact. And it was it was a takeoff on Waters World that's on O'Reilly. But this small group of kids started interviewing other students and asking them tough questions like, what was the boat that the... What purpose did the Mayflower serve? Who is our vice president? Who won the Civil War? When was the Civil War? Who was president during the Civil War? They couldn't answer anything. They could answer who's married to Rob Pitts. They could answer who Snooki is, which I couldn't answer. But it was laughable for 2 seconds, and then it became very sad. Here are college students, 17 to 20 years, 21 years old, that are voting, or either they're about to vote or are voting, maybe, mm-hmm. but they know nothing. So we're starting a show, and we're going to do the same thing in other universities and start pointing out that, you know, how important civics is and history is.
It holds the society together. I mean, there are certain cultural foundations that make a society, a country. That's what they're destroying. And they're making anything that makes you uniquely American bad. Apparently some judge just ruled against the school saying that to have the American flag, to wear American flag clothing is disruptive. Yeah. And you're not allowed to do it. What happened to freedom of speech? I don't even understand how that's even possible. And I would love to see the children who are immigrants wear American flags to school. right? You're here in our country. You want to be part of our country. Why don't they start? That would be interesting to see. Would they make them stop wearing it too? I mean, this is, we're standing down and letting this, you know, PC crap go run amok. And it's destroying the foundation of our society. If everybody's ghettoized and you're, you know, Armenian or you're, you know, Jamaican or whatever, wherever you're coming from, and that's all that matters, for you're just here just for whatever, you're not America, but it won't last. So maybe that's the point of this whole exercise. They're doing it in Europe, this European Union. That's not working very well. I mean, this ultimately, you know, we have to decide. And again, I can't say it enough. You need to decide what you're worth. Nobody should be able to tell you that. And I'm proud to be an American. I don't want to be anywhere else. I want to wear my American flag if I want to do it, and no one should stop me. And if they do, then if I were a kid and I were in school, I'd tell you one thing. My mom and dad would be up there handling the situation. It's parents now have to take the forefront. There's no way that a school should be telling your child, giving them birth control, giving them vaccines without you knowing them, telling them to watch you whether or not you have a gun in your home and all the things that go on in your house. The kids are becoming snitches against the parents. You have to, you know, get out of the club, get off the internet, and figure out what your kid's doing. Maybe you should take the computer out of their room and put it in a common room so you know exactly what they're surfing. I mean, these things are all parental control. And it's okay for you to say, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z. Does it make you a bad parent? Actually makes you a really good one because you're involved with your child. No one should step in that relationship. To me, it's sacrosanct, just like a doctor-patient. And now you have all these people taking kids, CPS grabbing kids from parents who want to delay vaccinations. You know, doctors being removed or being fined because they actually took care of their patient. This is an upside-down system.
Parents going to jail because they spanked their kids?
Yeah.
Bull. You know, I don't know if you were watching it, but they've been doing a series on on spring break. And one very attractive young lady, I'm guessing 18, 19, maybe 20, you know, came up to the microphone and they asked, where are your parents? And she, my parents.
Wow.
If I had seen that and that had been one of my kids, I would have been on the plane so fast finding her little butt and telling her, you know, you want to go to school, you want to be partying, it's over, it's done. You want to do it, you do it yourself. And, you know, my wife, I give her all the credit. You know, kids are kids, but we never once did one of our kids' projects. Never once. If they needed help, we'd say, okay, well, here's where you go find the help that you need. Look in this book. Look in our encyclopedias, you know. Shortly thereafter, they got the internet. But we never did. And some of the projects that they turned in were maybe a little questionable looking.
But they learned, and they got better.
But they learned. And because of that, it's made a whole lot of difference in their life. They know how to do it.
Yeah.
We're not the perfect parents, or I wasn't a perfect parent anyway. But if you're going to be a parent, you've got to take the responsibility. And I hate to say it, but we're out of time.
It's always a pleasure.
As always. Thank you, Dr. George.
Thank you for listening to Medicine on Call.
This is America's Web Radio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.